about music's promise for a cure.
The following program was pre-recorded.
Now, back to Open House with Team Reba.
Welcome back to Open House with Team Reba. I'm Reba Hass of Team Reba, RE/MAX Metro Eastside.
And I'm Eric Osnes with Home Street Bank Home Mortgage. If you have questions for Reba or I, you can always reach us. You can tweet me at Eric is my banker, or you can tweet Reba at Team Reba, R-E-B-A. And fire away with your questions. We have listeners all the time that are asking us questions. Hey, I got this real estate situation, or hey, I've got that finance situation. We're always happy to jump in and help brainstorm questions or issues or problems. Lots of crazy stuff goes on in our industries, and we're always here to help.
There's a lot of crazy.
There's a whole lot of crazy.
There's a whole lot of crazy going on.
Yeah, yeah.
But we're usually good at problem solving.
That's
we know how to jump hurdles.
Yeah, I always tell my customers every person's situation these days is a story problem, so we just have to figure out how to solve it, and that's what we love to do.
That's why my pat answer most of the time is, it depends.
That's right. It always depends. That's right.
People are like, what do you think about this? Well, it depends. Let's get into the nitty-gritty of this and figure it out.
That's right.
Yeah.
Awesome. Well, thank you again for joining us, Mara Fixdall from Communities and Schools. So, Mara, if this mentoring program sounds absolutely fantastic, and it sounds like a very simple, low-commitment way for someone to really make a difference in a young student's life, so what if a person can't afford the time or doesn't have the ability to mentor directly? Are there other ways that your organization, they can help your organization?
Absolutely. I'm so glad you asked that. So I really would like to talk about things that you can do. So if you can't mentor, you can find me someone who can. You can do that by talking to people and saying, hey, I heard about this thing on the radio. It's this mentoring program. You know, I thought you'd make a great mentor. So spreading the word is really important. Mm-hmm.
Advocacy is a big thing.
Absolutely. Donating to us would be wonderful. You know, we are a nonprofit, and so we're always looking for donations.
Both monetary and physical goods,
absolutely.
I'm assuming.
Because
that was the thing. I was sitting here looking at all this, and it was like, okay, you had these family liaison, the mentoring, the student success, and a lot of this is not just money to help run your program, but also the things that are needed.
Right.
For the people within it.
Yep. So we do a school supply drive in August.
Oh, okay.
And we'll
good to know.
Put all that information out on our Facebook page. It'll be all over our website. It'll be on Twitter. So pay attention to that. And we're always looking for school supplies.
Okay. Let's connect for that in August, because I'm doing a client event on August 13th out at Shadow Habitat.
Oh, perfect.
In Renton. And that would be a really tremendous kind of coming together of those things. I'd love to put something together for you on that.
Well, okay. And you have some pretty high-powered organizations that are involved with this nonprofit as well. You know, so I'm just looking at your list: AT&T, Costco, IKEA, Renton School District, the Seattle Foundation, which is big on schools.
Oh yeah.
United
did you
Way,
get did you benefit from the Give Big?
Give Big, it was amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really amazing this year.
Good.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Excellent. So lots to do, lots of needs. Sounds like you need only, 1,000 more?
Sure, 1,000 more mentors. I could totally do that.
All right.
I'm noticing you actually have quite a few martial arts.
We do. We have this wonderful program. It's called the Breakathon. And Lee's Martial Arts heads that up.
Okay.
And they get their students to fundraise for us. And they have a big event during Renton River Days where they break boards.
Hence the Breakathon.
Yep. And it's a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful thing that they do. So definitely check out the Breakathon. It's an amazing partnership with the local martial arts studios. It's been incredible for us and pretty neat for them to get to know us in a different kind of way.
Yeah, I'm also noticing a lot of the car dealers in town are also big supporters of this.
We're really lucky to have them.
Do you get very many of the folks who actually work at those organizations coming and also mentoring?
Sometimes.
Yeah, every once in a while. Maybe when I'm down there, I'm supposed to pick my car
up. It's a good idea to talk to them about it.
Well, you know, I have to go pick my car up at Service King today because someone smacked my car several weeks ago. So it's getting repaired down there. Jay Lawless, I'm giving you a little shout out at Service King. A friend of mine who's also a musician, played with my band a couple times. He's working on my car. He keeps sending me pictures via Facebook messaging. It's freaking me out. But nice guy. He's doing great work, though. But I also get my car service down in Renton Honda, so maybe I can start harassing a few people and see if I can get them to
It's all about advocacy. Come on.
Heck yeah. Heck
well,
yeah.
And if somebody lives, many of our listeners are spread all over the place, mm-hmm. but if they're not in Rent in particular, they could they still contact you for information?
Oh, absolutely,
Volunteering in their area.
I am a wealth of volunteering knowledge.
Absolutely.
Well, and even because you mentioned that there's the Kent and Federal Way mm-hmm. locations, I mean, if someone listening to the show, I mean, would they be able to be in touch with you to say, hey, can you connect me to other cities?
Yeah. And there's Communities and Schools of Seattle, there's Auburn, mm-hmm. there's Puyallup, there's Tacoma. Okay. Gig Harbor.
Do you happen to be going to the event Thursday night that's going on that's a combination of chambers that's going to be at Cheney Stadium this week?
Unfortunately, I am not. I have swimming lessons on with my kids.
Okay. Okay. All right. Well, you know, I'm planning on going to that
Wonderful.
Event, so I will maybe get an opportunity to do a little bit more advocacy around the area and get to meet some more people that might be prime for this kind of program.
That would be great. Yeah, and I would like to say, too, if, you know, people who are listening have businesses and they'd like me to come and speak mm-hmm. to their employees, I'd be happy to do that. A lot of the businesses that we work with give their employees an hour a week to volunteer and allow mm-hmm. them to flex their schedule, so that'd be something I would suggest.
Yeah. Do you have someone in Talbot Hill?
We don't.
You do not? Okay.
Yeah, we do not have
Okay, that happens
Talbot
to be
Hill.
The elementary school right by my neighborhood.
Yeah,
so,
yeah. Renton Park and Cascade and Benson Hill in that area are schools that we work primarily with. But Nelson Middle School is also very close there, and we work. We have a site coordinator at Nelson Middle School.
Okay. Good to know. Good to know.
Very cool.
Sorry.
Well, we're really glad that you joined us. Anything else that we should tell our listeners about your organization?
That we didn't think to ask about.
Yeah, right. I know we've been peppering you with questions for the last hour here.
Well, I would say check out our website. There's a lot to learn about mm-hmm. communities and schools.
What's your waiting list right now? Because I am looking at this, though. It says there's a lot.
We have a lot of students waiting. It's kind of sad because we don't keep a physical waiting list because we wouldn't want to promise something to a child we couldn't procure. So what we do is we get recommendations, and then when we get a mentor, whichever kid kind of comes to the top of the mm-hmm. list, but usually it's the kid that has kind of the most at-risk something, you know, like maybe mom or dad was murdered or we have really some pretty terrible things that happen to kids. So,
sure. What's your greatest success story?
Oh, we have last year we had a wonderful student graduate from Renton High School, and he had been with his mentor since third grade. Mm. And he has said time and time again, he's going to Bellevue College right now, which is really exciting.
Excellent.
He has said time and time and time again that he would have dropped out without his mentor. Absolutely.
Wow.
100% would have dropped out of school without that man coming and visiting him for an hour a week, once a week.
Yeah.
And, that mentor, and when that mentor heard that, he was like, you know, I did nothing special. All I did was show up for this kid. And he literally changed that kid's life.
You know, that's the main thing, is just showing up. Mm-hmm. Because there are so many people that they think, what can I do? I don't have that much to give. Or they're thinking that you have to do some amazing superhero kind of activity for something like this. And it really is just about showing up.
It's just about showing up.
And that's true across all kinds of success.
Absolutely.
You know, whether it's life and business or anything else, a big part of that is just showing up.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, if you're someone who's been blessed enough to have someone in your life that they've been there to show up, and you're looking for ways to give back, but you don't feel like maybe you've got tons of resources or other things, your time is so precious, and that hour a week could really make such an amazing difference. It's I was moved by the program. The guys that were in the room, I was amazed to see how many of them had their own mentor at some time in life, and now they are giving back in the same way. And it became, I mean, Mara, am I wrong? It was kind of almost emotional
in
that
room.
It was
emotional, yeah.
Full of a lot of businessmen who are in some really great positions right now within the companies that they work. And they put a lot into someone gave to them their time and energy and some purpose. And it comes back
tenfold. It absolutely
tenfold.
Does. Absolutely.
Yeah. So, I really want to thank you for taking your precious time. This was an hour you gave to us today. And we hope we can give tenfold back to you for all of that.
Well, thank you.
Thank you for mentoring us.
Yes.
So again, Mara Fixdall from Communities and Schools. Check it out. Check out this organization. And join us next week, 3 o'clock Tuesday, for Open House with Team Reba. We'll have other great guests on, but really appreciate you coming in today, Mara.
Thank you for listening to Open House with Team Reba. To contact us, visit Team Reba at re/Max Metro East Side on Facebook or email info@teamreba.com. Join us again next Tuesday at 3 for more Open House with Team Reba here on Business Radio 1300 KKOL. Program sponsored by Team Reba of